The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired, and it will be available in podcast after the broadcast. This is Kurt Benrud for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Welcome to Movie and Theater Previews, your source of information about plays that are produced locally with an audio-described performance and movies that are available with audio description. We'll begin with a quick overview. More details about the most immediate offerings will follow later in the show. For the upcoming plays, for starters, there is a new date for Cinderella at Raleigh Little Theater. Their original date for the audio-described performance was Sunday, December 9th. However, it got canceled due to the storm, so this will be Thursday, December 13th at 5 p.m. A Christmas Carol at Haynes Brands Theater in Winston-Salem, Saturday, December 15th at 2 p.m. Black Nativity by Justice Theater Project at North Carolina State University's Titmus Theater, Sunday, December 16th at 3 p.m. And The Nutcracker by Carolina Ballet at Raleigh's Memorial Auditorium on Tuesday, December 18th at 7 p.m. Okay, shifting gears, we're going to look at the movie situation now. Now, the following theaters show movies with audio description. There's the North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh at 4150 Main at North Hills Street. There's the Briar Creek Stadium 14, also in Raleigh, and that's at 8611 Briar Creek Parkway. The Timberline 6 in Chapel Hill at 120 Banks Drive in Chapel Hill. The Crossroads Stadium 20 and IMAX in Cary at 501 Cataboo Avenue. Beaver Creek Stadium 12 in Apex is at 1441 Beaver Creek Commons Drive. And White Oak Stadium 14 in Garner is at 1205 Timber Drive East. Regal Theaters, and all six of these are Regal Theaters, has a telephone system for getting up-to-date information about movies playing in their theaters. To get specific show times, you'll want to call this number and then follow the menu prompts. And the number is 844-462-7342. That's 844-462-7342. Okay, so our quick look here with the movies. For starters, we have A Star is Born, rated R, is playing at the Crossroads in Cary and the North Hills in Raleigh. Bohemian Rhapsody is playing at all of these theaters except for the Timberline. It is rated PG-13. Boy Erased, rated R, plays only at the Crossroads in Cary. Creed 2, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, it's rated PG, plays at all of these theaters. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters, except for the Briar Creek. Green Book, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters except the Timberline. Instant Family, rated PG-13, also plays at all of these theaters except the Timberline. Nobody's Fool, rated R, plays at the Briar Creek in Raleigh and the White Oak in Garner. Ralph Breaks the Internet, rated PG, plays at all of these theaters. Robin Hood, rated PG-13, plays at all of these theaters except the Timberline. Schindler's List, the re-release, it's rated R, it's playing at the Crossroads in Cary. The Front Runner, also rated R, plays just at the Crossroads in Cary. The Girl in the Spider's Web, rated R, plays at the Crossroads in Cary and the Briar Creek in Raleigh. The Hate U Give, rated PG-13, plays at the North Hills in Raleigh. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms, rated PG, plays at Beaver Creek, North Hills, Briar Creek, and White Oak. And so that's everything except Crossroads and Timberline. The Passion of Hannah Grace is rated R, plays at all of these theaters except the Timberline. And Widows, rated R, plays at all six of these theaters. And I'll run through that list of theaters again real quick here. It's the North Hills Stadium 14 in Raleigh, the Briar Creek Stadium 14 in Raleigh, the Timberline 6 in Chapel Hill, the Crossroads Stadium and IMAX in Cary, Beaver Creek Stadium 12 in Apex, and the White Oak Stadium 14 in Garner. And now for some preview information on these movies. Schindler's List 25th Anniversary. It's rated R for language, some sexuality, and actual violence. It runs 3 hours and 15 minutes. To commemorate the 25th anniversary release of Steven Spielberg's masterpiece, Schindler's List, one of the most significant endeavors in the history of cinema, Universal Pictures will re-release the film with picture and sound digitally remastered, including in 4K, Dolby Cinema, and Dolby Atmos for a limited theatrical engagement on December 7th in theaters across the United States and Canada. Winner of 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director, this incredible true story follows the enigmatic Oscar Schindler, played by Liam Neeson, who saved the lives of more than 1,100 Jews during the Holocaust. It is the triumph of one man who made a difference and the drama of those who survived one of the darkest chapters in human history because of what he did. Meticulously restored from the original film negative in pristine high definition and supervised by Spielberg, Schindler's List is a powerful story whose lessons of courage and faith continue to inspire generations. Businessman Oskar Schindler arrives in Krakow in 1939, ready to make his fortune from World War II, which has just started. After joining the Nazi Party, primarily for political expediency, he staffs his factory with Jewish workers for similarly pragmatic reasons. When the SS begins exterminating Jews in the Krakow ghetto, Schindler arranges to have his workers protected to keep his factory in operation, but soon realizes that in doing so, he is also saving innocent lives. Now, this genre is drama, war, history, and biography. The cast includes Liam Neeson as Schindler, Ben Kingsley, Ralph Fiennes, Caroline Goodall, Jonathan Segal, Embeth Davids, Malgosia Gebel, and Shmuel Levy. It's directed by Steven Spielberg. A Star is Born is rated R for substance abuse, some sexuality and nudity, and language throughout. It runs 2 hours and 15 minutes. In this new take on the tragic love story, Bradley Cooper plays seasoned musician Jackson Maine, who discovers and falls in love with struggling artist Allie, played by Lady Gaga. She has just about given up on her dream to make it big as a singer, until Jack coaxes her into the spotlight. But even as Allie's career takes off, the personal side of their relationship is breaking down, as Jack fights an ongoing battle with his own internal demons. This is a drama and music/performing arts. The cast includes Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga, Sam Elliott, Andrew Dice Clay, Raffi Gavron, Anthony Ramos, Dave Chappelle, and Alec Baldwin, and it is directed by Bradley Cooper. Creed 2 is rated PG-13 for sports action violence, language, and a scene of sensuality. It runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. Life has become a balancing act for Adonis Creed. Between personal obligations and training for his next big fight, he is up against the challenge of his life. Facing an opponent with ties to his family's past only intensifies his impending battle in the ring. Rocky Balboa is there by his side through it all, and together Rocky and Adonis will confront their shared legacy, question what's worth fighting for, and discover that nothing's more important than family. Creed 2 is about going back to basics to discover what made you a champion in the first place, and remembering that no matter where you go, you can't escape your history. This is an action-adventure drama, stars Michael B. Jordan as Adonis Creed, Sylvester Stallone as Rocky Balboa. It includes Tessa Thompson, Felicia Rashad, Dolph Lundgren, Florian Montano, Russell Hornsby, and Wood Harris. It's directed by Stephen Caple Jr. Bohemian Rhapsody is rated PG-13 for language, drug content, suggestive material, and thematic elements. It runs 2 hours and 15 minutes. Bohemian Rhapsody is a foot-stomping celebration of Queen, their music, and their extraordinary lead singer, Freddie Mercury. Singer Freddie Mercury, guitarist Brian May, drummer Roger Taylor, and bass guitarist John Deacon take the world by storm, the music world, that is, when they form the rock and roll band Queen in 1970. Surrounded by darker influences, Mercury decides to leave Queen years later to pursue a solo career. Diagnosed with AIDS in the 1980s, the flamboyant frontman reunites with the group for the benefit concert Live Aid, leading the band in one of the greatest performances in rock history. This is a drama and a musical. The cast includes Rami Malek, Lucy Boynton, Gwilym Lee, Ben Hardy, Joseph Mazzello, Aidan Gillen, Tom Hollander, and Alan Leach, and it's directed by Brian Singer. Boy Erased, rated R for sexual content, brief drug use, an assault, and some language, runs 1 hour and 55 minutes. Boy Erased tells the story of Jared, played by Lucas Hedges, the son of a Baptist pastor in a small American town who is outed to his parents, played by Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe at age 19. Jared is faced with an ultimatum: attend a conversion therapy program or be permanently exiled and shunned by his family, friends, and faith. Boy Erased is the true story of one young man's struggle to find himself while being forced to question every aspect of his identity. This is a drama documentary, and once again it stars Lucas Hedges, Nicole Kidman, and Russell Crowe, and includes Joel Edgerton, Flea, Joe Alwyn, Xavier Dolan, and Troy Sivan, and it is directed by Joel Edgerton. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 30 minutes. Academy Award nominee Benedict Cumberbatch lends his voice to the infamous Grinch, who lives a solitary life inside a cave on Mount Crumpet, with only his loyal dog Max for company. With a cave rigged with invention and contraptions for his day-to-day needs, the Grinch only sees his neighbors in Whoville when he runs out of food. Each year at Christmas, they disrupt his tranquil solitude with their increasingly bigger, brighter, and louder celebrations. When the Whos declare they are going to make Christmas 3 times bigger this year, the Grinch realizes there is only one way for him to gain some peace and quiet. He must steal Christmas. To do so, he decides he will pose as Santa Claus on Christmas Eve, going so far as to trap a lackadaisical misfit reindeer to pull his sleigh. This is an animated comedy family movie, and it includes the voices of Benedict Cumberbatch, Cameron Seeley, Rashida Jones, Farrell, Tristan O'Hare, Keenan Thompson, Sam Lavanino, and Ramon Hamilton. It's directed by Scott Mosier and Yarrow Cheney. Fantastic Beasts, The Crimes of Grindelwald is rated PG-13 for sequences of fantasy action. It runs 2 hours and 14 minutes. In an attempt to thwart Grindelwald's plans of raising pure-blood wizards to rule over all non-magical beings, Albus Dumbledore enlists his former student, Newt Scamander, who agrees to help, unaware of the dangers that lie ahead. Lines are drawn as love and loyalty are tested, even among the truest friends and family, in an increasingly divided world. This is a sci-fi fantasy action-adventure, and the cast includes Eddie Redmayne, Catherine Waterston, Dan Fogler, Allison Sudol, Ezra Miller, Zoe Kravitz, Jude Law, and Johnny Depp, and it is directed by David Yates. Green Book is rated PG-13 for thematic content, smoking, racial epithets, language, some violence, and suggestive material. It runs 2 hours and 10 minutes. When Johnny Lip, played by Viggo Mortensen, a bouncer from an Italian-American neighborhood in the Bronx, is hired to drive Dr. Don Shirley, played by Mahershala Ali, a world-class black pianist, on a concert tour from Manhattan to the Deep South, they must rely on the Green Book to guide them to the few establishments that were then safe for African Americans. Confronted with racism, danger, as well as unexpected humanity and humor, they are forced to set aside differences to survive and thrive on the journey of a lifetime. This is a comedy drama that stars Viggo Mortensen and Mahershala Ali, Linda Cardellini, Sebastian Maniscalco, Demeter D. Mironov, Mike Hatton, P.J. Byrne, and Joe Cortese. The director is Peter Farrelly. Instant Family is rated PG-13 for some drug references, sexual material, language, and thematic elements. It runs 1 hour and 58 minutes. When Pete, played by Mark Wahlberg, and Ellie, played by Rose Byrne, decide to start a family, they are inspired to pursue adoption through the foster care system. They feel like wonderful, altruistic people until they suddenly have 3 wild kids in their home. Now they must learn to love and parent children who have no interest in being parented in this heartwarming comedy. In addition to Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne, the cast includes Octavia Spencer, Isabella Moner, Teague Nataro, Gustavo Quiroz, Juliana Gamitz, and Margot Martindale. The director is Sean Anders. Ralph Breaks the Internet is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 54 minutes. Video game bad guy Ralph and his friend Vanellope von Schweetz leave the comforts of Litwack's arcade in an attempt to save her game, Sugar Rush. Their quest takes them to the vast, uncharted world of the Internet, where they rely on the citizens of the Internet, the netizens, to help navigate their way. Lending a virtual hand are, yes, the head algorithm and the heart and soul of the trend-making site BuzzTube, and Shank, a tough-as-nails driver from a gritty online auto racing game called Slaughter Race, a place Vanellope wholeheartedly embraces so much that Ralph worries he may lose the only friend he's ever had. This is animation, it's action-adventure, and it includes John C. Reilly, Sarah Silverman, Gal Gadot, Taraji P. Henson, Jack McBrayer, Jane Lynch, Alan Tudyk and Alfred Molina. It's directed by Phil Johnston and Rich Moore. Robin Hood is rated PG-13 for some suggestive references, extended sequences of violence and action, and it runs 1 hour and 56 minutes. A war-hardened crusader and a Moorish commander mount an audacious revolt against the corrupt English crown in a thrilling action-adventure, packed with gritty battlefield exploits, mind-blowing fight choreography, and a timeless romance. Robin Hood is a never-before-seen story of how Robin Hood became the icon and legend as we know him today. This is an action-adventure. It stars Taron Egerton, Jamie Foxx, Ben Mendelsohn, Eve Hewson, Jamie Dornan, F. Murray Abraham, Tim Minchin, and Paul Anderson. And it is directed by Otto Bathurst. The Hate U Give is rated PG-13 for mature thematic elements, language, drug material, and some violent content. It runs 2 hours and 13 minutes. Star Carter is constantly switching between two worlds, the poor, mostly black neighborhood where she lives, and the wealthy, mostly white prep school that she attends. The uneasy balance between these worlds is soon shattered when she witnesses the fatal shooting of her childhood best friends at the hands of a police officer. Facing pressure from all sides of the community, Star must find her voice and decide to stand up for what's right. This is a drama that stars Amandla Stenberg, Regina Hall, Russell Hornsby, K.J. Apa, Anthony Mackey, Sabrina Carpenter, Common, and Issa Rae. It's directed by George Tillman, Jr. The Nutcracker and the Four Realms is rated PG. It runs 1 hour and 39 minutes. All Clara, played by Mackenzie Foy, wants is a key, a one-of-a-kind key that will unlock a box that holds a priceless gift from her late mother, a golden thread presented to her at Godfather Drosselmeyer's, played by Morgan Freeman, annual holiday party, leads her to the coveted key, which promptly disappears into a strange and mysterious parallel world. It's there that Clara encounters a soldier named Philip, played by Jaden Fawara Knight, a gang of mice, and the regents who preside over the three realms, Land of Snowflakes, Land of Flowers, and Land of Sweets. Clara and Philip must brave the ominous Fourth Realm, home to the tyrant Mother Ginger, played by Helen Mirren, to retrieve Clara's key and hopefully return harmony to the unstable world. This is a Disney movie. It's a fantasy action adventure starring Keira Knightley, Mackenzie Foy, Misty Copeland, Dame Helen Mirren, Morgan Freeman, Eugenio DeBez, Richard E. Grant, and Jaden Fawara Knight. It's directed by Lasse Hallström and Joe Johnson. The Possession of Hannah Grace is rated R for terror throughout and gruesome images. It runs 1 hour and 26 minutes. A shocking exorcism spirals out of control, claiming the life of a young woman. Months later, morgue worker Megan Reed takes delivery of a disfigured cadaver during the graveyard shift. Locked inside the basement corridors, Megan's horrifying visions soon lead her to believe that the body is possessed by a demonic force. This is of the horror genre. It stars Shay Mitchell, Gray Damon, Kirby Johnson, Nick Thune, Lewis Hertham, Stana Katic, Maximilian McNamara, and Jacob Ming Trent. It's directed by Diederik van Rugen. And Widows is rated R for some sexual content, nudity, language throughout, and violence. It runs 2 hours and 8 minutes. Widows is the story of four women with nothing in common except a debt left behind by their dead husband's criminal activities. Set in contemporary Chicago, amid a time of turmoil, tensions build when Veronica, played by Viola Davis, Linda, played by Michelle Rodriguez, Alice, played by Elizabeth Debicki, and Belle, played by Cynthia Erivo, take their fate into their own hands and conspire to forge a future on their own terms. Widows also stars Liam Neeson, Colin Farrell, Robert Duvall, Daniel Kaluuya, Lucas Haas, and Brian Tyree Henry. This is of the suspense thriller genre, and it is directed by Steve McQueen. And finally, Nobody's Fool, rated R. After serving 5 years in prison, wild child Tanya looks to her buttoned-up, by-the-book sister Danica to help her get back on her feet. The feisty ex-con becomes suspicious and concerned when Danica tells her that she's in a long-distance online relationship with a mysterious man she's never seen. As the polar opposites start to collide, Tanya soon discovers that her sibling's picture-perfect life might not be what it seems. The cast includes Tiffany Haddish, Tika Sumpter, Omari Hardwick, Whoopi Goldberg, Amber Riley, Medcad Brooks, Missy Pyle, and Jonathan Rudnitsky. It's directed by Tyler Perry, and this is of the romantic comedy genre. Switching back over to plays, once again, Cinderella by Raleigh Little Theater has its audio-described performance on Thursday, December 13th at 7 p.m. rather, in RLT's Canty V. Sutton Theater. The musical comedy is a holiday sugar plum for the whole family. Just the right mixture of comedy and romance can add the sparkle of magic to your holiday season. This visually stunning musical combines elegant costumes and scenery with singing, dancing, conniving step relatives, and resourceful fairy folk. It's based on the fairy tale by Charles Perrault, with adaptation and lyrics by Jim Eiler, music by Jim Eiler and Gene Bargy. Box office is for Raleigh Little Theater is 919-821-3111. That's 919-821-3111. Tickets are $33. And I've got just enough time left here to remind you that Black Nativity at NC State University's Titmus Theater by Justice Theater Project has its audio-described performance on Sunday, December 16th at 3 p.m. Free pairs of tickets are available from Justice Theater Project if you call them at 919-264-7089. Once again, that's 919-264-7089. And that's time. I'm Kurt Benrud for Triangle Radio Reading Service. So long for now.